This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Puerto Rican Earthquakes. We haven't been to Puerto Rico over the last 15 or 20 years. Tickets were too pricey to Mexico and Colombia, so why not see how they've come through the recovery from Hurricane Irma, touch base with our friend and comrade William Cosby, and check out some places on the island we hadn't visited in the past when we'd come, thanks to meetings of the Executive Board of the Service Employees International Union, when I was a member. We landed late on Christmas Day on a trip that had begun when we left the house at 4:15 a.m., managed to survive the erratic internet at an off-brand local rental car agency, and we're in Ponce, near the shipyards and along the water by 8 p.m. on the western side of the island. Ponce is the second largest city in Puerto Rico, named after Ponce de León, famed and controversial Spanish explorer who was, according to legend, searching for the Fountain of Youth in Florida, as we learned in our fourth grade history books. One day we visited the state forest near Guanica, about a half hour up the coast from Ponce, and enjoyed the clear water and colorful crabs scurrying along the rocks as the tide came in late in the afternoon. Having passed refineries and chemical plants that dotted the coast highway, we were delighted to finally find ourselves in a patch of beauty and serenity. Doing the dishes Saturday night, my daughter yelled at me to turn off the water. She and her mother had felt a tremor that felt like an earthquake for a few seconds. It was a 4.4, and it happened right off the coast of Guanica, where we'd been the day before. A neighbor above us, looking over the balcony, confirmed their reaction. He advised us to listen for a siren, which would sound if there were a tsunami approaching. Suddenly, all the signs we'd seen, driving along various beaches that advised of tsunami evacuation routes and warnings, made more sense. Nevertheless, a surge of Google searches woke us up to the fact that Puerto Rico and the neighboring islands were not volcanic, but were part of an earthquake zone. Once on the site, it turned out a somewhat smaller earthquake had happened minutes before. This is common, even if a little unsettling. EarthquakeTrack.com is pretty clear. Puerto Rico has had, at 1.5 or greater, 19 earthquakes in the past 24 hours. 96 earthquakes in the past 7 days, 376 earthquakes in the past 30 days, 3,455 earthquakes in the past 365 days. The largest earthquake in Puerto Rico on the day that www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.